So one of the first verses in Chandrakirti's text on emptiness is that compassion is important in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. So developing our intellectual insight into emptiness involves getting in touch with this overblown or exaggerated sense of self, this I or me. And the way we can make that more vivid is either induce it or remember it through thinking about examples. And then holding that experience of that me while we examine where it could possibly exist, where it might be in this body and mind complex. So it's important that not only do we invoke it strongly, but that we also hold it up for examination. Because sometimes what happens is when we're looking for it, it hides. And then, like Glenn said, it just becomes an intellectual exercise, not really an experiential one. So we can start by just looking for a general sense of me. What do I think of as me? You can use your name with this. And you can start to examine where that me, that sort of simple sense of self, could possibly exist. In our toes. In our other body parts. In our heart. That's all muscle. In our brains. But which part of our brain? And then we go into our mind. And here we can use the five aggregates. Is it our, in our feelings? Is that where the me exists? How about in our discriminating intelligence? Is that who I really am? All of me? Maybe it's our intention, our will, our freedom. Maybe it's this general sense of our mind, our consciousness. But is that all of me? Now imagine a situation in which someone blames you for something that you didn't do. Say at work or in a social setting, comes back to you through your family that this is what you did and you didn't really do it. Feel that sense of offended me, angry me. How does that I appear to your mind? Notice how it seems to stand by itself. See if that you can find it in the body and mind. Remember a time when you were really frustrated with your mind. Just couldn't seem to do what you really wanted to do with it. How does the eye appear to the mind at that time? Where is that I that seems to have a mind? We have the experience of it, but where does that actually exist? Notice how that I seems to stand by itself. Separate from body and mind. But how is that possible? We say it's merely labeled based on the parts. But what is our experience of that? Not two. I remember a time when you were really sick of your body. Maybe you were sick. Maybe you were aging. Look at your feelings. How does the I appear to the mind at that time? In what way are you understanding this sense of me? Where is the I that is tired of the sick body exist? Notice how it appears to stand by itself. But then where is that? Now remember a time when you did something really great, something wonderful, and you took great pride in it. Examine your feelings. How does the eye appear to the mind at that time? Notice how it appears to stand by itself, self-existent. And then try to find it in the body and mind. Stay with that sense of not finding. It is merely labeled.